I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. When H. Brooke Page won all six primary contests in Vermont's Republican primary, he set up an interesting situation for the party and Vermont voters. Page withdrew from five of the six elections, paving the way for the Republican Party to get other candidates on the ballot in November. GOP officials met last night to determine their slate, and joining us now to go over the details is VPR political reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete.
Hi, Jane.
So Brooke Page had always planned to stand as a sort of placeholder in the primary election. He ran for six different seats. He won all six races, but he never intended to go all the way to November on all six of those candidacy places. So remind us why he was running when he didn't plan to actually campaign through November.
So I think the best way for folks to understand why Brooke Page did what he did, we should look back to the 2016 election cycle. The filing deadline for candidates in 2016 came and went without a single Republican registering for the race for the U.S. House. Now, this is a big and prominent race, one that you would think a party would be very interested in fielding a candidate for, but literally no one in the GOP signed up. And what happened in that race is Peter Welch, the Democratic incumbent, of course, ended up winning the nomination, the GOP nomination, via write-in votes. You only need 250 write-ins to get the nod. Welch got more than 2,000 write-in votes. And Brooke Page and a lot of other people, for that matter, thought it was incredibly embarrassing for the party and really a missed opportunity for the GOP to use that campaign to advance Republican philosophy in this arena of ideas that a statewide campaign is really supposed to be. That wasn't the first time that this has happened to Republicans, but Page said, you know what, it's going to be the last. And he said, if no one else is going to step up to the plate, then I'm going to, if only to make sure this party doesn't become a laughingstock for our inability to field a single candidate from one of the most important offices we vote on.
Couldn't some people argue that, in fact, it has made the party more of a laughingstock to have somebody run in six different races and then withdraw from five and then have the party nominate people who didn't even run in the primary and, in fact, in two cases, lost their primary to the guy who then pulled out?
I don't think either of those scenarios are necessarily good looks for the Republicans. But I think Brooke Page and others would make a compelling case that, look, we'd rather have somebody that actually shares our ideological our ideology and our view of the political world than somebody like Peter Welch, whose political view is really antithetical in many ways to what we believe in.
Okay, so Brooke Page had to withdraw his candidacy without any conditions by last week if he wanted to get his name off the ballot and have the Republican Party be able to put other people in. And the state GOP met last night to decide who it was going to put on the ballot in the five races that Page withdrew from. So you were at the meeting. What happened?
It was a pretty staid affair. There were 69 members of the Vermont Republican State Committee. This is the group of people that gets to decide who gets elected to appear on the general election ballot. They were sitting in chairs that had been set up in a conference room at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Montpelier. They set up some rules for how they were going to run their proceedings and then got on with the business of nominating and electing candidates. There were only two contested elections. Both Lawrence Zupan and Dan Feliciano were looking for the U.S. Senate seat. And Jansen Wilhoit and Jasdeep Panu were both interested in being on the ballot for attorney general. Lawrence Zupan and Jansen Wilhoit won both of those contests by wide margins. The party also had to choose candidates for three other slots, and they selected Rick Kenyon for auditor, Rick Morton for treasurer, and Anya Tino for the U.S. House.
And Lawrence Zupan and Anya Tino were the ones who had actually been on the primary ballot and lost their primary bids to Brooke Page.
Right.
Yeah. So, they still wanted that nod, even though they didn't get the nod from voters in the primary.
It was interesting. They seemed entirely undaunted by the fact that they could not manage to win their own party's primary. Lawrence Zupan said the fact that he had his primary campaign infrastructure already in place was a real momentum builder for him going into the general. And Anya Tino said, look, don't let my loss in the primary fool you. We can get beat Peter Welch. I've got a bunch of momentum, and I'm really optimistic going into this.
So what now? Now, presumably, these candidates have been named. They're ready to go. I mean, even before they were named yesterday, we saw T.J. Denneman, who is running now against someone, and he didn't even know who yet. And he said, we have an opponent. He wasn't sure who yet, but he had one, and he was using that to say, now you need to give me money if you want me to continue to be attorney general. So now we see some real races start?
In certain cases, we will. Jansen Wilhoy is the guy who T.J. Donovan is going to be running against. And Jansen is actually one of the better-known candidates that the Vermont GOP elected last night. He's a representative in the State House. He represents St. Johnsbury. Made a splash in the news cycle a couple years ago now, maybe it was last year, representing the Republican Party in a pretty high-profile case at the Vermont Supreme Court. But I want to make clear that just because the GOP now has names on the ballot does not mean they necessarily have candidates the way you and I would think of candidates. I called Rick Kenyon earlier this morning. He's the tax preparer from Brattleboro that Republicans nominated for auditor last night. I said, hey, Rick, hoping you have a couple minutes to talk about your candidacy. Give me a sense of what your platform is. And he said, look, I'm just a fill-in. They asked me if I'd do this. I said, sure. But he's not running for anything. He's a name on the ballot. He's doing this in service to the party. But don't expect to see him mounting some big fundraising effort or getting out on the trail. He's a regular guy with a full-time job who's trying to do the party a solid. So while there are candidates that were named last night who are really going into this with full-throated enthusiasm, there are others who really are little more than a name on a ballot.
And what about Brooke Page? He says he's not just fading into the background. In fact, he's still running.
He's running, and he's running for Secretary of State in part because he thinks Jim Condos has done just an abysmal job of dealing with elections in Vermont. Brooke Page has used all manner of legal and administrative maneuvers to try to spotlight what he sees as deficiencies in our election system, the deficiencies that he thinks Jim Condos is either unable to fathom or unwilling to fix. And he says, look, you know, what I've done here in 2018 exposes a structural problem with the primary election system we use in Vermont. He wants to do away with primary elections altogether and use party caucuses to nominate candidates. And so he says, look, I'm going to take it to Jim Condos in the general, and I'm really going to make an effort to win.
And what's Jim Condos' position on this whole way that this has played out in terms of who gets to actually elect the candidates and how and, you know, what happens after the primary?
You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to Jim Condos on the record about this, but I've chatted with some folks from the Secretary of State's office, and they say, look, the system we have now, it's evolved out of disaffection with the ways that we used to handle the task of selecting major party candidates for the general election. Up until 100 years ago, Vermont used the party caucus system that Brooke Page favors. Critics of that approach say, look, we just had a primary election that drew more than 100,000 Vermonters to the polls. If we want a participatory democracy, then we need a system that allows people to participate. And caucuses that are reserved for members in good standings of particular political organizations, be it the Democratic, Republican, or Progressive parties, isn't exactly a recipe for broad participation, they say. And is the system flawed? Yeah, probably. Is it messy? Sure. But it might be, you know, the least worst one that we can use to work this all out.
Peter Hirschfeld is VPR's political reporter based in our Montpelier bureau. Pete, thanks very much for telling us what happened last night with the GOP.
Thank you, Jane.